Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, episode number 37, American Mass Market Beers. We ask you to respect the laws, drink responsibly, and please, please, please don't be a bunghole. I'm your host, Derek Schomer. Today we have... Today we're kegging it up with Kate. See how I use the alliteration? Dave, yeah. Doug, Luke, and Mike.
Wait a minute, why don't I get alliteration?
Because
yeah,
Dave...
I want alliteration, too.
Because I did the alliteration thing with you guys last time. It wasn't the porter. It might have been a porter. Porter and Dave don't work. You just don't have an alliteratory name.
Can I just use Prick and Derek? Does that work?
No. That would work with Paul. We don't know any Pauls. So you see where I'm coming with that? It's a little problem. Somebody could tell me a story about why we're doing this at all, but what we thought would be cool, apparently, would be to do a show on cheap beer. And by cheap beer, we don't necessarily mean bad quality, but, I mean, you get what you pay for. But we have a whole bunch of different American beers. I think everybody's getting American beers. So what are you guys drinking? How about Doug? What are you going to bring to the table since you didn't bother filling in the notes?
Well, I'll look for them. Actually, if you can send them.
What?
Never mind.
I jumped on you with this question.
Yeah, I know. I have Natural Light, Coors, and Miller High Life, the Champagne of beers.
I have a question. Nice. My cold-activated bottle, should it be blue when it's activated?
Yes.
Fuck.
I have that, too.
Why isn't mine blue? I think mine's
broken.
What
color is it? White?
Yeah.
It's like it's almost there, but not quite.
It's been in the refrigerator for 4 days.
It's like a freezy freakies of beer.
Yes.
Your fridge isn't getting it to the optimal.
Apparently.
It's not going to taste like anything because it's so fucking cold temperature.
Wow. I see somebody comes into this podcast jaded.
No.
Wasn't it his idea?
It was. That's the best part. Okay, so you said what you're drinking. I am drinking Miller Genuine Draft, I think. Let me just check that out because I found this. Literally, okay, so what I did is I didn't want to buy... I went to the drinks shop where they should have lots of drinks, and they do, but it's all mainly microbrew. So I went to look for macro brew. I don't know. The next higher up. And it was like everything came in quad, like these huge freaking bottles, like these cases. I'm like, I don't need a 30-pack of Schlitz. I just want one. Can I just take one? So I went to the back.
Some people need those 30-packs to get through the day. That's
I know.
All I'm saying.
It wasn't me.
Hey, man, do you mind if I break your case in a half?
With one. So what I did is I went to the back. They have this little section. It's like a little refrigerator where things that have been broken, either literally a bottle's broken and now the six-pack is broken or whatnot, they throw them in this refrigerator. So I don't remember if I got the Coors Light from there, but it might have been there for a while. I don't know. And so what I picked up was, first off, I had Michelob Light in my refrigerator. I don't know really why. Somebody must have brought it over, so I got that. So that covered me there. Coors Light, I purchased myself. It cost me $1.29 for one, which seems a little steep, but it's in a bottle. I got Miller Genuine Draft, lager beer in a bottle, $1.29. I've got Pabst Blue. I got Labatt Blue. Whatever. I guess I read it wrong. Actually, I didn't read it at all. I picked it up. It was in a bottle and a can, so I figured. So I don't have Pabst, so I have Labatt.
Wow. Yeah, actually, you know what? That's actually a very interesting pickup, in as much that Labatt is, I believe, technically an import.
It is
a cheap beer. So well
it's
done.
It's Canadian Pilsner, it says.
Yeah.
In that, so
you're
that,
taking jobs away from Americans by buying that beer.
I dude, seriously, I thought I got Pabst.
Communist.
It was supposed to be Pabst.
I'm trying to get into the spirit of things here, you know.
It was, you know what it was? It was blue. How do I miss the red Canadian flag on it? I don't know, but it was blue. And it was in a can. And it was in a shop where beer is held. So I figured it must. Okay, so this is American mass market and some North American mass market beers. How's that? I cover myself with that?
Yeah, good job.
I also, did I mention Mick Light? I think I said that. So Mick Light, Genuine, Miller, Coors, and apparently Labatt. What do you have, Luke?
I have Steel Reserve.
Dude.
Oh, nice.
That sounds like a porn star.
Is it Steel Reserve 211?
Yes.
Nice.
I mean, who's banging you tonight? Steel Reserve. Yeah, he can go for hours.
And then he still has more in his tank because he's a reserve.
Right. 17 feet deep. Yeah, it just seems weird. I don't know.
Saws like a woodsman.
Wow, I've never heard that before.
Does that fit?
I don't know.
I don't see. Yeah, like I don't know, honey. I'm still at the doorway coming in. What do you think?
That was a lob.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, Luke. Thanks for the entertainment.
You're welcome.
So, did you buy like one or like a 40 of it, or a six pack, or 30?
I got a tall boy. Like, yeah, 24 fluid ounces of
steel.
Maybe awesome. We'll see.
Okay. And Mike.
So, I think the one thing I knew about going into tonight was I needed to find a cheap beer.
Yep.
So you go to, you know, the make your own six pack, and they've got make your own six pack for $1.69 a beer. Nice. However, when I looked at that, I looked just to the right in the other cooler, and they had this little gem. It's Clear Creek Ice.
You know it's good. It's got ice in the name.
It comes in a four pack for a total of $2.50.
You're kidding.
Could you break it and just take one?
I took all four.
Oh, dude. It would have been so funny. That's 37 cents.
And it's not even a 12. It's a 16-ounce can. I mean, you get double bonus here.
Dude, you know what you bought is actually cheaper than just buying a Kit Kat. You know? That's pretty
that's
damn good.
Awesome.
Kit Kats don't kill you.
No.
But I just wanted to note that on the can here, it says ice beer, ice beer, ice beer, followed by damngoodbeer.com.
Did you go there?
So
yeah, did you go to the website?
The marketing team is just, they outdid themselves this time.
I'm sorry, what was the website again?
Damngoodbeer.com.
It says ice beer, ice beer, ice beer?
It does, yes.
Is this some sort of weird, like, search engine optimization? Like, they're trying to stuff some keywords or something?
Whoa. Like, man, their website's got, like, music and shit going on.
Wow.
You want to...
I can't rock out like I can with three olives, though, so no. Get it.
Yeah.
You know what I did just to really taint the episode is I opened every one of my bottles with a bottle opener, even though I could have twisted them. Just kind of bring it up a level. You know, like, add the extra 30 cents.
What's this bottle shit? That's way too classy for what I was thinking.
Dude, I wanted to do the cans, but I needed to buy 60 packs and crap for the cans. I didn't know what I was going
to
do.
The big cans. You have to get the 20 ounces.
They didn't have those.
24 ounces.
I'd have to go to the convenience store for that stuff. That would have been actually a good idea. But it would have cost me... This cost me $5 for everything.
Dude, I spent $5.50 and I have like some quality shit in front of me. And it's all the same color, so it's awesome.
Wait a minute.
That's
did you
buy... racist of you, isn't it?
Wait, who's got their glasses ready?
Me.
Who uses glasses?
Yeah, I good opted point. Out for glasses on this one.
What?
Yeah, I was hoping Luke would bring him though.
Oh, I intentionally did a glass because I was all thinking that, you know, Kate was right and you were going to ask what the color was.
I said it's your favorite reserve. First question.
Yeah.
Derek always likes to ask.
I already know what mine are. They're all clear.
I have glasses.
They're all pale golden.
You know what I'll do? I'll pour a little for my homies and I'll check it out. And it should be good. I'm fairly certain mine are all light gold.
I hate to break it to you, but it has that nice morning urine look.
Yeah. No,
personally,
that's darker.
I like the, just a hint of brown.
I like the rat droppings on the top of the can. It adds a nice nutty flavor to the beer.
Wow. I'm good thing we got this off to a rather comical start. We haven't even finished what Dave has. What do you have, Dave?
You haven't even started what I have.
Okay. Well, then we just did. I started it half a second ago.
I wanted to get a few other things that I didn't get, but I couldn't find singles of them of any kind. And yeah, there's no way in hell I'm buying a 30-pack of Natty Light. I'm sorry.
No.
I wanted Natty Light, though. It would have brought me back to college. But
Schlitz.
So what I got was PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, pepper.
I got Ice House, which is something I used to drink years ago, sadly enough.
Before you got smart.
Coors Light, and I got myself the Steel Reserve 211, which I think is kind of the blending point between the malt liquor episode and the cheap beer episode here.
Steel Reserve.
And I should say, I think this came about as a side effect of Doug and I getting drunk in a bar in North Carolina.
It happens. You got drunk? That's different.
In a bar?
Well, no.
How'd you get home? Just walk?
Well.
Dewey.
After a legally appropriate sobering up period, we drove home.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yes.
Great.
A respectable time had passed in between.
There was definitely a walk in between the establishment where we were imbibing beverages
and the strip joint.
No strip joint.
Oh. Okay.
Is it a romantic walk?
We did cuddle a little bit, but then Doug started crying and I got a little freaked out, so we stopped.
It was bringing him back to his childhood years.
I have a vague recollection of Dave saying, "How am I going to explain this to your wife?"
You know what, Doug? Later what I'll do is I'm going to send you a picture of a doll in the mail, and then you just color in it with red where he touched you, and then send it back.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me of something, sadly enough.
That is pretty sad, actually.
So I was at Brigham and Women's Hospital earlier in the week because my wife had to have a surgery done. And there's this like pre-op room that you go to where you fill out tons of paperwork. Like, you know, if you die, this person gets all my shit, all that kind of thing. Anyway, on the walls are these like, they look like they were done by a little kid. It's this person that's all colored in red except for their junk and their ass.
What?
And... It's this like antibacterial wash stuff that they give you if you're going to be having a major surgery to kind of cut down on the overall, I guess, microbe count that you have on your body.
Okay.
But it's just funny because you see these cartoon pictures all over the wall and it's like, man, it looks like something out of, you know, like what a kid would do for a crime scene at a church or something. Not that that happens, of course. Right. Allegedly, right.
Yes. But so now, was it all colored red or were there two white colors?
Everything was red. It was
I know, but are they focusing on the two important parts, or are they focusing on everything but those two parts?
No, they're saying don't put it on your junk or your ass.
Okay, because to me, it could also mean only put it on your junk and your ass. No. I mean, those would be your dirty parts.
Sorry. I thought it was funny.
It got funnier when we started making fun of you.
Yeah. It's just, you know... To prevent being touched on the inappropriate places, apply here and here. That'll teach him.
That will.
New pedo shield.
Pedo shield.
Bring your junk off.
No, I don't want to burn off my junk. Thank you. Speaking... Wait, I don't even know how this could transition. Anyway, Kate.
Yes.
I stopped the transition hard. What are you drinking?
Bud Light and Coors Light.
Oh, Coors Light!
Mixed together as one?
Yes. Nope. Oh, like a dark and tan. Wait, no, a black and tan. A tan and tan.
There's dark or tan. Yeah, they're very, very light colored.
A light and a light. Because you went both Bud Light. You did the right thing. You got the Bud Light. If we didn't have a Bud Light representative, I was going to be like, what the fuck? Because I thought I had a Bud Light because my father-in-law brings over Bud Lights. But I went through the refrigerator and all I could find was good beer. So I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So, and when I was there, I got the Mick Light was in there from I don't know when. So I'm like, oh, I have this at least. So I get something. Oh my!
I figured I'd be repeating people, but you have to have Bud Light on a cheap beer episode.
Yeah,
absolutely. So,
okay.
And now my daughter comes over because she likes to, you know, take sodas or whatever, and she'll get like one soda a week. And so she comes over, she hands me, because she's never seen beer in a can before, right? So she's like, Dad, can I...
Or something, or what?
Huh? What?
You keep her locked in the basement?
No, I don't have beer in cans. It doesn't happen around here. So she comes over, she thinks it's like a Dr. Pepper. She's like, can I have this? I'm like, that's blue. No, I don't think so. She's like, why? I'm like, that's beer. She's like, this is beer? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh. Well,
kind of.
Yeah, it is, kind of, I guess. I don't know.
Someone's definition somewhere.
Yeah, so I've even got them trained on what beer's supposed to look like, I guess. I don't know.
So I realize I'm a snob, and I kind of embrace that at this point, but I felt a little bit dirty buying four tall boys at the supermarket earlier.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Luke, you may tell them the story.
Uh-oh.
It might be funnier if you tell it, since it's your Twitter post.
Well, okay, so yeah, I did find the wonderful little 250 Clear Creek Ice here. I felt really, really bad purchasing it. So what happened was, since I was at the store with Luke, so I didn't want to buy it. I mean...
So you stole it.
I gave it to Luke. And
yeah, I didn't buy it for you.
I let Luke buy it, and then I bought his food for him, so it worked out in the end.
Yeah.
I couldn't spend my own money on the beer. I could not do that.
I could see somebody doing that with a Playboy, with, I don't know, condoms, maybe, I don't know, like Vagisil. Like, there's so many things that could happen to. No, there he is. But that was not one of them. Think about it. If you go in there with Vagisil, people are going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah, what happened?
All right, what happened to you? I got an extra vagina. I don't know. You know, so,
how did you even get the first one?
All right, DJ.
Do you ever get that not so fresh feeling?
Twice. It's two times worse for me. So you actually had that's awful. See, I did something that what I did is I tried to disperse the humor that he must have been thinking. Because I always walk in there and I always buy like, a guy's got to think something's wrong with me. Because I'll go in there and whenever I go in there, I buy like four packs, but they're all the same genre, right? That's just weird.
I don't think his opinion of you has anything to do with the beer that you're buying.
But check it out. So I put the beer down, all of them. I had a whole handful of these things because they're all singles, right? Plop them down. I'm like, so I wanted to do something. So I'm like, yep, this was the cheapest beer I could find here. That was the best I could do. I didn't know what else to do.
Easy. You should have negotiated with
the guy
with
money and...
I can't. You know, like, I don't want to make it
happen.
I didn't want to make it look like I was doing this on purpose.
I bought mine at a supermarket. I told them I was buying it for some kid outside.
I wish you were being honest.
You guys are out of control. I didn't want to buy the tall boys, but I didn't mind buying a six-pack of Bud Light and a six-pack of Coors Light. I mean.
Yeah,
hold on. Kate, actually had a hang-up over buying a 24-ounce beer.
I would feel a little silly.
No, you know what? A 24 sort of says, I've lost my hopes and aspirations.
I'm just going to pound this down in the car. Get out there. I mean, I don't know.
It would have been
watch a lot of daytime TV. You know, it has a
Dr. Phil approach to it.
Yeah. This is for the ride home. And the six packs are for when I get there.
You know,
it just didn't seem right.
Honestly, if I was the cashier making my minimum wage and you walked in there, right? Right. Well, no, first, I'll be honest with you. First thing I'm going to do is look at your tits, right? But the second thing, I'm going to look down, I'm going to be like, because that's what guys do. Then I'm going to look down and go, okay, that's cool, I guess. But
legit.
You wouldn't. You'd be like, oh, she has problems. She's buying from a cans of single beer.
No, that's only, I think that's only if a woman was taking the order.
Yes.
Men don't think that. Men are just like, first off, your chick, so they're already like, hey, this is kick-ass.
Yeah, whatever she does, it's okay.
Right. You basically get a pass. If I see a woman drinking a beer, I'm like, kick-ass, she drinks beer. It's not the red wines, and it's not those lemonade-style drinks, those Smirnoff ices, right? You're drinking beer. So any beer you get is already more than meets my expectations.
All right. That's good.
Now, I mean, if it's a woman, then she's probably like, fuck it, slut. You know, like, I don't know what women actually think when they see something like that. Maybe they don't even notice.
That's exactly what they think. They're
really?
Like, oh my God. Fucking slut and her 24-ounce fucking beer. She's going to drink that shit on the way home in her car while she's fucking my boyfriend.
Nice. I'm so glad I didn't buy it.
Wow. Would have never have thought
Damn,
that.
Damn, Doug, you sound like a woman scorned. Do you know it? You need to talk?
Someone's
scared of your boyfriend?
Yeah.
My cords.
Dude. You can be very... You're a bitchy woman. I wouldn't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, you are a super bitchy woman.
Right. If I saw you in this store and you looked her up like that, I would have been like, what a bitch.
Yeah.
And I would have followed her.
All right, what if you're in drag and buying a tall boy?
No, that's cool. I mean, if you're in drag, you're already...
It's part of the gig.
Yeah, you're already past
big relief
that.
Off of my... I mean...
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, besides now that we have all of our impressions of how weird we feel going in and buying cheap beer, yet any of us will go in and buy Sam Adams without thinking about it, just weird, odd social stigma, and I'm sure we're in the minority here, which is funny. So what I don't know, should we let's just down some beers and figure it out, and we get to history.
Actually, if you wouldn't mind, I'll go first.
Okay, why? You're so excited about your I don't even know
what
you have anymore.
You don't know what you have because you're not filling in the show notes.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. All right.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Let me see if I can find them. No. I literally.
Oh, it's in the email. From 5:59. I have it in front of me.
Really?
If that helps. From Shomer.
Yeah.
Here, I filled it in for him.
Uh-oh. This cannot be good.
you don't want Dave to fill it in anything for you.
That's never a good time. Also editing. Yeah, you don't want that. So what do you...
it's from 5:59 to... Oh, God.
Yeah, 5:59 from Shomer.
All right.
Not Derek, Shomer.
Does my name come in as Shomer?
Yeah.
Not...
Oh, are you kidding me?
That's what I thought that would help him, because he might be looking for a Derek.
It doesn't come in from Shomer?
It comes in as Shomer with a small S.
Yeah.
Small what?
Lowercase. I was just going back and fixing that. Lowercase s.
Why a small strudel.
Honestly, I didn't get it.
All right, well, I just sent it to you anyway. It shouldn't get spam since it's coming from Gmail. So what do you guys think about drinking from a can?
Like, you don't like drinking from a can or drinking a canned beer?
Speaking of which, I need to open something. Does anyone have a choice for me to start with?
I have them all open, and I've been sucking down. Because I'm sweating my ass off.
Maybe Ice House?
Yeah, go with Ice House.
I'll start with the Ice House.
So you think that you like, Mike, you're a big fan of the canned beer?
Oh, I love canned beer. Canned beer is great, but it's not this canned beer.
Oh.
We're going to capture this for posterity? Posterity, whatever. Ready?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah.
Nice. That was good.
What's it come with, a slingshot? How do you open that? Well, you actually shoot it with a slingshot. It blows a hole through the top and bottom. You get to drink that shit.
Shotgun.
Gone. All right, next. Next, a steel reserve. Oh, yeah. From across the room.
A bit of carbonation there. Holy shit.
Wow. It's not carbonation. That's
your
magic.
9 inches of head. Enjoy.
How are you getting steel? 9 inches of head? That is steel reserve.
Yeah, that sounded bad.
Steel reserve now. 9 inches of head. 2-1-1. That's what's the measurement. 2-1-1. Feet.
Starring Steel Reserve.
Okay.
The Ice House.
An Ice House. So, Doug, we'll pass on your first beer and move on to the natural light, I guess. Wait, they all say something bad. Oh, wow. So, Doug, I don't know how much editing you did or if you edited that yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what are you going to crack into first?
I see you found the Google Black Cock filter.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Hey, Doug, how about you do the Miller High Life first? Wait, do I have Miller High Life? Wait, what's the difference between Miller High Life and Miller Genuine Draft?
Nobody knows. I have no idea.
All right. Well,
they're different bottles.
Shit.
They have different labels. That's about it.
And it's a nice clear bottle for that extra skunky flavor.
Oh, it does have a skunky flavor.
No. All right. So
kind of tastes like body odor.
Opened all three of them.
Oh, yeah.
The Natty Light, the Coors, and the Miller High Life. Poured them all out. They're all the exact same color. The natural, they all pretty much taste the same.
Okay. That's not good. Wait, your Miller?
That actually tastes a little bit different. I think that there might be a little bit more hop.
Hop?
I guess.
I was going malt because it kind of got like a darker chocolatey color, whatever. Yeah. So what do you mean they all taste the same? That's impossible.
Well, I'm tasting them right now.
It's doing a little side by side.
Yeah, how do you... Really? Seriously, Michelob here. There's gotta be something to... No, okay, if they all taste the same, how does somebody become somebody who likes Coors and someone who likes natural ice or natural light? Natty.
Okay. So the Coors has...
No, advertising will work.
A little bit more malt to it. It's a little bit sweeter than both the High Light and the Natty Light. Now for the side-by-side Natty Light and High Light.
What's that ridiculous bitter factor number that we were talking about last
week? Oh, that was the... What was it? IBU. Yeah, yeah. IBU, zero?
Bittering units.
Upwards of two.
Two?
Exactly.
Upwards of two out of 100.
Look, I thought I established that we had to have five significant digits in order to be accurate on this.
.0002. Or 2.0000.
Head-to-head, the High Life and Natty Light. The High Life does have a little bit more flavor to it. They have about the same amount of maltiness, which is like nothing. And I guess the High Life tastes like it might have a little bit more hop presence.
Yeah.
It might be like 2.29336, I guess, to the Natty Light 1.87020. 5,000.
Okay. Well, that was a lot of numbers. So I guess we could do that. That might make more sense to taste them all together because, I mean, at this point, it's probably what you got to do. What was that?
It's no good.
What? The champagne of beers?
No, all of it.
Oh, really? What? Now,
seriously, I understand why people buy these on their way home and they just, you know, pound them, you know, on the 2-minute drive between the corner store and their house.
Wait a second.
Are you stereotyping?
On their way home to beat their kids.
I'm an equal opportunity drinker.
Right.
I do it.
All right.
And I completely understand how and why people do it, because if you don't do it like that and try to draw out the imbibing of these beverages, it's not good.
Yeah, this isn't the kind of shit you savor.
Why?
No. This it's is the beer. Kind of stuff you drink so you don't stab someone in the face.
Wait a minute. Okay, you telling me right now that Labatt Blue is going to help me retain from stabbing somebody in the face?
Wait.
Yeah. Are you stabbing anyone right now?
No. I guess scientifically, it could be working. I don't have a control group to tell, because the control group is in prison for stabbing somebody in the face. So your overall rating, Doug, what one do you like the best?
The Coors.
Really?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Honestly, I think that I would purchase the Coors over the High Life or the Natty Light.
Based on your scientific reason, I
wanted to get Schlitz because I had never had a Schlitz until like a couple of months ago, or a few months ago at this point. Like on a whim, I got Schlitz.
Wait, what? How does that ever happen? Set that scenario up for me.
I thought it would be funny.
Okay. All right. It is funny. I'll give you that. All right.
So I got a 6-pack of Schlitz, and I was like, yeah, I went to the corner store, and I picked up some Schlitz. Let's see how it is. And honestly, it wasn't that bad.
Compared to what?
What I'm drinking now.
Really? You like Schlitz better than what you have right now?
I'm pretty sure, yes, I do.
Even Coors.
All right, so is it a common theme that all of these have just silly amounts of carbonation, or what?
Dude, I was going to...
No, not the Coors Light.
I was...
Really? I just poured a Coors Light, and it got a huge head, but it went away really quickly.
No, mine was... Mine's in a bottle. I don't know if it makes any difference, but there was no head at all.
Really? Yeah. Maybe yours is flat. No, I'm
maybe.
I have, like, maybe a tiny... And this is not going to... This is setting up badly. I have a little bit of foam in the top of mine. So
the PBR is hanging around pretty well here, actually.
My Bud Light had a big head, but it went away quick.
Oh,
the funny thing is, the Ice House was the first thing I poured, and I was like, man, that's really light beer. And then I poured the Coors, and I was like, holy shit.
It gets lighter.
Because it makes the Ice House look, like, dark.
How did they do it?
It's like an amber. This is like an amber bock. Damn. Okay. So I went and reviewed mine, and this is what I found, because I was doing that while Doug was reviewing his. The problem with the Genuine Draft, if this is a problem at all, is it got a funky taste to it. I don't know what it is. I'm going to say maybe it's a malt or maybe a hop, I think. I don't know. It's not bitter. It does have a sense of flavor, a sense of uniqueness. I just don't know if I like that uniqueness. It's like the dorky kid at school where you're like, that kid's smart, but I don't want to hang around with him. You know, you feel like there could be. No, it wasn't me. I was cooler than that. Not much, but a little bit.
It might have been me, actually. Damn.
Maybe. Wow. You're right on the carbonation. Oh, my God. Okay, so
these headphones have good bass.
Dude, you ever have one of those bursts where you didn't know it was going to happen? And it was just... That was one of those. That might have been because of the foam, but I don't know. Out of these, the Michelob. Now, when I taste the Michelob Light is refreshing and has very little taste to it. Tastes like near beer, if you will. Not that I'm a huge drinker of near beer.
What's near beer?
It's beer that's almost beer. You know, non-alcoholic.
Oh,
duels.
Okay.
Labatt Blue imported. It does. That actually almost has a hint of bitterness. Almost. Like, you almost feel like it was near a hop. So that's kind of entertaining. It's,
they showed the vat like a bag of hops.
Yeah. It's a little dry.
Do any of your beers have a smell?
No.
Isn't that weird?
No. To have a smell, you need hops.
You need it. Yeah, you need hops for that.
And there's really not too much, I don't think.
I have four beers open and sitting in front of me, and I can't smell beer.
You can smell like that vinegariness of the beer, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's, you know what? No, I take that back. Coors Light has something fairly toxic about it.
Yeah,
well, really get my nose in there.
The other ones I smell only because I'm currently wearing them. The out of all of these, hold on. Oh, Jesus, this is awful. Okay, out of all of these, I like the Coors the best, which is why I was so surprised that Doug also liked the Coors the best, because it's refreshing. What was that?
Wow. Yeah. Suck it down.
Holy crap, Dave.
Looking forward to Luke's impression of the Steel Reserve.
Steel Reserve. That was his impression of the choking from the steel.
No, I just tried some, so I'll be interested in your opinion.
So, all right, I'm taking Coors hands down over all the other beers. The Miller looks like it tries to play in a beer that has flavor, but it doesn't bring a good one. First off, there's a couple things that could be wrong with this beer. It's in a glass. It's clear, so it could be skunked. I don't know. It was in a single pack, so you don't know how that really goes down. Labatt Blue, a little dryness, almost like a beer that you'd expect from a beer that's really beer. The Michelob Light is really light, and it's, you know, if I had the Michelob, like the regular one, maybe that would be different. It's light, but again, why am I drinking something that has no taste and nothing, no quality to it? Where the Coors Light is light, doesn't have the mountains activating for whatever reason, but it's got a crisp refreshingness to it, and I'm fucking hot up here, so I think it passes the test. It's very refreshing. And then again, so is apple juice. So, you know, but in its defense, it's cheaper than apple juice.
You know what? I do not find apple juice refreshing.
No?
No.
Oh.
In no.
What's refreshing to you? Lemonade?
Water?
Okay. It's like water. I mean, whatever it is.
Sparkling water.
Yeah. It's like sparkling water.
It's like fucking in a canoe. Near water.
No, it's making love in a canoe. It's fucking close to water.
Oh,
that's
yes.
What it is.
There you go. You were close. Right.
I had good intentions.
You did. That's all that really counts. So I would say Coors Light number one.
That's what
one.
Your mother said to back.
Luke, Steel yes. Reserve. Steel. What do you like about the Steel?
Yes.
How is it?
I'm about to drink it for the first time. It's probably really warm by now.
You're good luck to you.
I'm telling
you.
You're gonna
Dolph
pop.
Lundgren drinks that for breakfast.
In his
Cheerios.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I've ever had anything to drink that's this tasteless.
You've never had water?
Yeah, water's pretty tasteless.
Yeah.
Water has got more of a flavor than this, really.
Really? Is it water because it's from public water that hasn't been cleaned? Are you drinking toilet water?
Maybe it's because it's
warmed up. Are you drinking toilet water?
But
yeah.
I actually think it has a flavor. And it's not a good one.
See, he has flavor.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's really not like a good flavor. It almost tastes like
chicken
some
wings?
Sort of a tea and apple juice.
Does it feel oily at all to you?
That's steel.
Oily.
Why would they name something Steel Reserve?
Yeah, I could see how you would get that feeling.
Because it's reserved in steel and held for years.
Naughty.
They fermented it in steel.
It's better than oak, dude.
it is high gravity lager, so maybe.
High gravity lager.
You mean too low gravity in an area?
What's the ABV on that?
8.1%.
Nice.
What?
That's pretty
high. 8.1%.
8.1?
So just malt liquor at that point.
Yeah, dude. Oh. If you could get 8.1 and you don't have any flavor at all, that's fucking hard to do.
That's
but
malt liquor.
Steel Reserve.
But malt liquor has a flavor.
Are you sure that's not malt liquor? I mean,
my can is saying it's 6% alcohol by volume.
Oh, really? Mine is 8.1% high gravity steel reserve 211.
Yeah,
oh,
no, you got the 211.
Yeah.
Mine's 211 also.
Oh.
What?
We're in Iowa.
This is bullshit.
Extra malted barley and select hops. They select a hop once in a while, apparently, but yeah.
Maybe that's why yours is oily.
Luke, the story there is that that steel reserve is pre-Iowa law changes.
Ah.
You got 6.2 is the old...
you got an old one.
This has probably been sitting on the shelf for quite a while.
Well, I mean, it's in high demand, so...
8.1% ABV. It says it right on the wiki page. It is owned by SAB Miller, part of the Steel Reserve Company, Miller Coors, LLC. It's a... Oh, here you go. Also known as triple export malt liquor. High gravity lager, respectively. Let's see. High gravity lager refers to craft beers with increased gravity.
It has more of a flavor than most of the malt liquors that we tried. Like, I would actually prefer some of the malt liquors over this stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Malt liquors should have malt to them. They should taste like malt liquor. Like this... Oh, the wiki's awesome. High gravity beer refers to a specialty craft beer with an increased specific gravity. Really? High gravity. It's not low gravity.
Somebody peed in it, yeah.
So it doesn't really say. Yeah, that's weird. So yeah, you've got from the shot in wiki, it looks like a 40, like small little cap, big ass bottle, Steel Reserve 211.
Mine's in a can, so.
Oh well, yeah, you can get these things in 40s. So yeah, that's nice. Pretty. You guys did a good job. You got yourself some American freaking 40s almost. I mean, come on,
16-ounce cans,
16-ounce 40s, 16-ounce 40s.
Listen. No, I got a, 24-ounce can.
Yeah, but at least you have the man's version. It should be man's version, woman's version.
Dude, I got a tool belt on right now, and I'm going to go smack some shit up. I'm feeling real manly with my tall
boys. 8%, dude. That's like a freaking fish dog head. Dog fish head. Whatever.
Fish dog head.
What?
Sorry. Fish taco brain. Wait.
you want to hear something really sad? I don't know how much I'm looking at my ABV here, but I've had a shitload. I've got four beers here, all half gone.
And you don't feel anything?
Not even a slight tired buzz.
Yep.
What the fuck? Does this? I'm checking if this got
pretty soon though.
Yeah, but is it got like?
And it'll look just like what you're drinking.
I don't even know if it has alcohol in it. I'm trying to. It must, right?
It says. Well, the Coors and the Bud Light have 4.2%.
What the fuck is that on here? I don't even see that. Well, half my label's missing, so I don't know. Maybe I ripped it off by mistake.
I just looked it up.
Oh.
He pretends he can't be affected by the alcohol, but at the same time, he's not able to read the labels of the pictures in front of him. So.
No. Well, when I was sober, I forgot to turn on the light in here, so I'm looking at it through the monitor.
Why won't my mouth turn blue? Well,
he's just sitting there rubbing the can.
First off, it's a bottle.
I keep those tissues handy.
It's a bottle. And secondly, all the rest of it was pretty fucking funny. really have no defense. And I mean, that's why we're here, is to like make fun of me all the time. It's pretty funny. Well, for everybody else. For me, I guess I just lived through it. No, dude, there's nothing on here that tells me how much it is. That's fucking weird.
Let me check.
Oh wait,
did you buy that in a 4-pack or 6-pack?
A single. It was a broken pack.
Oh, a single.
It's a bottle, right?
Yeah, it's a bottle.
Shit! My mountain's not blue either.
What was the last Super Bowl? I'm dating here.
It's not on here.
This says Super Bowl XLIV. Was that the last one or?
Yeah.
Okay, so at least it's got to be less than a half a year old.
XLIV 54. Yeah, that was the last one.
Okay, so. I'm at least this year or so. So this was, but the thing is, it was put on the label. So this was probably pre Super Bowl. That was in January, right? So or something like that. I can't fucking remember. So either way, it's not too old. It should be a born on date. Oh no, Kate's got that. Anyway, let's move on to Dave, you still got more. Get going.
No, I've got all of them in front of me, and I keep taking hits from each one.
And how's that working out for you?
It's fairly nauseating, but it's all right. I'm still freaked out by the fact that they don't smell like anything.
That bothers you, right? Because poison always smells.
A lot of beers with a lot of strange shit in them, I guess. And
smells like danger.
Sure. So
smells like fear. Steel Reserve. Ah! Okay, go ahead.
The outhouse looks like an amber compared to the rest of it. This is 5.5%, so it's a little bit higher because I guess of the ice brewing or whatever.
Oh yeah.
It's done by Plank Road Brewery, which I think might be like a Miller derivative, isn't it?
I'm looking
what was
now.
It?
Plank Road Brewery?
Plank Miller. Road.
Miller.
Quick to the Google.
Miller. I'll save you the Google. Miller.
Without giving away how tragic my childhood was, I guess. This reminds me a lot of being a kid up at the campground that we would go to every summer. My dad and his drunk-ass friends would pick up a keg of beer, or like a quarter barrel or something, and invariably it was something like Schlitz or PBR or something like that. And that's where I learned how to tap a keg, so put that on my resume. But I used to like sneak tastes of it, you know, as I was bringing it back, so I knew how to pour and all that kind of stuff. And this reminds me a lot of that, because it's just this really light, watery kind of beer. So the Ice House has a little bit of flavor. It's not completely flavorless. Coors, something about it just rubs me the wrong way. It has like a corn flavor to me.
Coors.
Does that make any sense?
Let me try that. You have Coors Light, right?
Yeah, yeah, think yes. About corn and take a sip.
All right, I'm thinking about corn.
Who's breathing heavy?
Not me.
Anyone else hear that?
Can again.
Dave.
Actually, I have a ceiling fan on. Do you hear that?
Yeah, every time you talk, you hear it. So I think it's because it probably gets filtered out until you actually make a noise.
All right, hang on a second.
It actually sounds more like movement.
Yeah, I thought he was outside pacing in the yard, but maybe it could be a fan. Yeah, anyway, well, he's doing that. So we'll go back to Kate, you have Coors Light, right?
I do.
So what do you think of the Coors Light then, compared to the Bud?
It's better than the Bud.
Really? Coors Light's better than Bud. You hear it here. You've heard it here first, people. I gotta run out and buy that shit.
Is Coors Light the silver bullet?
Yes, it is. In fact, nice. The silver bullet. The Bud Light is more carbonated, so I kind of like that aspect of it. But taste-wise, I prefer the Coors Light.
The Bud is more carbonated than the Coors?
Yep, definitely.
Hey, Dave, how's your Coors? Is it carby?
Yeah, when you first pour into it, especially, it's pretty carbonated. But then the head goes completely away, and it just looks like a urine sample.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. Yeah, the
carbonated.
You sound my way, Dave, so you did a good job. Good on you. So
yeah, I've got a ceiling fan above my desk. So,
Kate, do you think that the Coors tastes like corn?
No.
I don't get any corn. Like, not even a white corn or like a sweet corn or a foul corn. I'm not getting corn.
No. I don't get any corn from it either.
I might just be losing my
Actually,
mind,
I'm getting a blue corn from it.
What? Is that from the label?
Only when it's really cold.
Yeah, and it's cold, it turns blue corn.
Yeah, we have these cold activated bottles. They're ridiculous. When you first take them out of the refrigerator, it's blue. And then 3 minutes later, it's back to white. So.
Oh, maybe that's the problem.
Yeah. It's supposed to tell you the optimal time to drink the beer.
So, like, literally, you should climb in the fridge.
The optimal time to drink the beer is within 30 seconds of opening the fucking thing.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That's the only way it stops the kids from crying.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I have these 7-ounce bottles, which I've never seen before. Have you guys seen those?
Those are, like, lightweight bottles. So you couldn't even get the 24. You had to go for even smaller than 12.
Yep. Oh, well, it's a six-pack. It's
a six-pack of nips.
Is it required that you lift your pinky when you drink that? Or?
Nips of beer.
She lifts her pinky and she drinks. I would.
I'm a girl.
Yeah. If you're a girl, I have two vaginas. All right, so.
You're more of a girl than me.
So he gets a buy as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it tastes like you take a regular beer and you add like a half a glass of water to it, but you keep the carbonation intact. That's pretty much what it tastes like to me. It's just a very watery version of a normal beer. I don't taste malty. I don't taste hoppy. I don't taste corn. Sorry, guys. I'm not even going to fake it. It just tastes like a really watery beer. The Bud Light and the Coors Light are really, really comparable, but there's more of a weird aftertaste with the Bud Light, and the Coors Light is just a little more smooth. So I go with the Coors Light. They're both 4.2% ABV, and I don't know. I think they have a time and a place, you know? Barbecues, outdoorsy stuff, camping, that's what I think of when I drink these, because that's what you tend to have, like if you're at a barbecue or you're at the lake or you're camping or whatever. You have cans.
You're hopeless and desperate and you need something to drink.
I'm gonna side with the desperation thing.
Yeah. Or you're drinking on the way home.
Now, Kate is just being more open-minded, because if you go to a party and it's fucking hot and you're drinking, you could drink 3 or 4 Coors Light and you're still completely aware of what's going on. Yep. Now, if you do that with like Dogfish Head, you're going to be the guy that's fucking photocopying his ass, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy. So, I mean, that there's ways to avoid that. Does that mean that it's...
Yeah, you do. Everybody wants to be that guy.
That's Doug's thing.
Doug's that guy. He shows up that guy.
Doug is that guy.
Yeah. I don't know. 4.4% I would have thought would have been more, but I'm telling you, there's nothing... Maybe it's because it's hot. I don't know if there's any chemistry behind, like, if you're sweating it out fast and you can digest it or some shit. But I don't know. All I get is carbonated burpiness.
Yeah, I got to admit, it is kind of making me burp more than usual when I drink beer.
Yeah, and she's ladylike.
The one that can do the entire ABCs wins.
But I think that's from the Bud Light, not so much the Coors Light.
Yeah.
Dave, is yours in a can or a bottle?
It's a can.
So I think it's... Aren't cans just naturally hold the carbonation better?
Mike,
maybe I'm wrong.
Is that true, Mike? Because you were going to say something about cans before.
Is that just ridiculous? Yeah, probably ridiculous. But my Bud Light is just so carbonated and my Coors Light is so flat that I was just thinking maybe.
Come on, Mike.
I don't remember which way it's supposed to go.
In my opinion, I think that bottles hold flavor better than other mediums of transport or storage of beverages. Cans hold carbonation better. Plastic is just a fuck all of just wanting to destroy whatever you put
everything.
In
everything.
I have a 1.75 liter bottle of Jenkins Spice Rum in a big thing of plastic. Does that count?
I think the can is probably the best
Jenkins?
For keeping your nuts warm on a hot day.
Right. I wouldn't drink the Jenkins on a hot day.
What?
Jenkins. It's from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Distilled there. Besides the point.
Well, nice thing about...
They make it in Londonderry?
Yeah.
Really? Is it good?
I'm not lying to you, man.
Is it good?
No, it's fucking vile. It doesn't taste like anything. It tastes like Coors Light. I mean,
but it's rum?
Yes, spiced rum. It just doesn't taste like it.
It's spiced rum that tastes like Coors Light? That's awful. Yeah.
So Steel Reserve is an intoxicating liquid customarily found in 22-ounce cans and is a value pack 40-ounce glass bottles. Oh, look at this. Now, normally I'd be compelled to use the word beer, but that's not going to cut the mustard. This is a high-gravity lager. That's what they say.
Number four is the best. Moonshine in a can, blackout after a 12-pack is guaranteed.
211 on the can should be replaced by 911.
Awesome.
And then the quote is, I drank the Steel Reserve and wound up getting ahead on the side of the road with a fatty McNasty girl. Urban Dictionary is so much fun. You know, Kate, I would have never even thought of started there. It's never where I go.
Did you see the last one? I went home with who? Yeah, dude, she looked like Shrek.
Oh my god.
Freaking Steel Reserve.
This site's fucking crazy.
It's awesome.
What does it taste like? Dirt? No. It tastes like Steel Reserve.
I'm sorry, I don't have much more to give on the review.
No, I really didn't expect too much.
Okay.
I was but that's all, it's fun. So Dave,
it's
go
fun to drink beer.
Yeah. At a really high rate of speed and not even get drunk.
Goes down fast. Yeah. Sure.
There's a joke there someplace.
Technically, everything.
Insert obligatory joke. Yeah. Okay.
What was that, Doug? He's lost. He's like, fuck this. Black cock horse.
Yeah, well, no. It's
one's beat to death.
So you don't really know what you're going to say. You're blacking out on this stuff. Dave, back to you. The Coors Light tastes like corn. Did you Ice House taste like back in the day when you were taking swigs from a keg? Steel Reserve tastes like somebody vomited in your cereal.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the Steel Reserve. It's just not good.
Yeah, it's not at all.
I've got Pabst Blue Ribbon, which is actually okay. It's not great beer. I think that the inherent problem with all of these is that they don't... You know, we keep talking about them being vile and stuff, but with the exception of the Steel Reserve, they're probably not. They just don't taste like anything, which is interesting because lots of quote-unquote beer drinkers live on like Bud Light and stuff, right? Mm. Coors Light and shit.
Yeah, some of them.
Which to me
of water.
Tells me you don't actually like beer.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some truth to that. I don't know if the thing is a beer. If you like this type of beer, and obviously a huge market does. Bud Light to me and Coors Light, not a big difference. And then you've got these other guys that play in there that, I mean, they don't make a huge big difference, right? Miller Genuine Draft, even though it has a little off taste to it, I think it might be more off-putting to certain people. I don't know why you'd choose one over the other.
But that's what it is. I mean, it's such a huge market that you can make your product just slightly different or even not different at all and still get a huge chunk of change out of the deal.
Does it come down to the bottle?
It tastes like when you pay $5 at the kegger and get your red cup. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's no difference from that point forward. Your goal is to get hammered.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
This stuff is not...
And I think that's why, like, Natty Light is so popular, you know, with the college scene, in as much that it's cheap, you can get a shit ton of it for no money, and the goal is to try to drink as much as possible.
Yeah, and it's not offensive, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to give you a nasty taste or anything, because it's not going to give you any taste, right?
Right.
Exactly.
So if you buy it for a party, the chances are, even if somebody comes over and they're a Coors Light drinker, but you bring them Bud Light, they're not going to refuse it. They're not going to be. It's not like if you were to get somebody, let's say they're a, let's go, Dave, you're a wheat beer drinker, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a party. Now, I know you probably wouldn't do this because it would be quite ignorant, but let's say you got 18 people showing up and all you buy is like fucking wheat beer. You've got your, I don't know, what's a good wheat beer. It's got like a Hoegaarden or something, like, and you get maybe five different types of wheat beer, and somebody comes over like Doug, and he's like, dude, I'm into pale ales, and you're like, well, I got wheat beer, and you're like, yeah, but it doesn't, you know, there's quite a difference between like an IPA, a wheat beer, a stout, you know, going all those different directions where somebody's tastes can actually dislike what you're drinking. With this, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light, well, okay, it's going to, I know the expectations are about the same. No, you can't fail.
No.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm having a party or something, I try not to buy like Bud Light or Coors Light or something just to try to introduce someone to a little bit different, you know, but I'll pick up something like Red Stripe or, you know, also fairly neutral, you know what I mean?
Hooray, beer.
Hooray for beer.
I get what you mean. You're just trying to find something that's like macro lager style.
I'm a
creepy foot doctor.
You go with the Sam Adams in most. You know what? There are still people.
It's a Mario time.
But here's the big difference. Because that beer can be expensive. We're talking $8 to $15 a six pack, right? If somebody wants that type of beer, they're going to bring it to the party by themselves. Now, they might not bring it. They'll just drink what you have there. If somebody wants to bring beer, and they bring a 30-pack of Coors, they could share it with everybody and never really, and still have enough for themselves. Like, I see that. If I have a party, the people who bring their own beer more likely are those that are drinking the Buds and the Coors. They bring what they like. If somebody else wants some, that's fine, because it's a 30-pack, right? But they bring what they like. They tap only from their box, and nobody cares. If you're like, oh, you need a beer, and you throw one to them, and you're like, here's your beer. Because, I mean, you got 30 of them. You're not drinking all of them. But if you bring a six-pack and you share it with two people, you're already down, like, almost half the pack. So it's a big difference. And you've paid $12 for that. You go to a party with 20 people, you bring a six-pack, you look like a douchebag, right? You're going to bring enough for everybody? You bring a 30-pack, you're the fucking life of the party.
You know, I'll put it in another perspective. Like, my dad was a big beer drinker. And
Ice House.
He, he drank like Bush, or actually he drank Miller.
Bush.
Champagne of beer.
What happened to Bush? Is that still around?
No, I don't really know. I can't remember. I think go on.
But anyway, somebody would bring over a beer for him thinking that, oh, you'll really like this. And I remember somebody brought over like Guinness or something one time, and he was mixing it with his Miller to try to kind of tone it down.
That's pretty sad.
But, you know, that's him. He's set in his ways, and that's what he likes, which is fine. If you know, if you're a Bud Light drinker and that's the flavor or lack thereof that you're into, cool, go with it, you know? I'm not going to push you into something you don't like.
True. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Clear Creek Ice.
It's a beautiful thing, my man.
Is it cold? Not anymore, right?
Oh, I don't know what it is anymore. There's still some left if you would like to. Would you guys like some?
No.
Actually, okay. I would love to get rid of it. Like, their website has totally sold me on it.
I went through and read the About Us or whatever, and it's like the brewery, what is it? Minhasa? I don't know. It's like, yeah, so this kid's 24 years old and he owns this brewery and these are the people that work for him. I'm like, I don't really know what they're trying to do here.
Calgary and he majored in petroleum engineering?
That makes sense after drinking this
beer.
Does
that mean he huffed gas?
So does the beer taste like petroleum jelly?
Petroleum jelly would be an upgrade.
Oh.
So, no, I mean, Derek, are you very familiar with that taste or what?
It's a little oily.
It doesn't taste like Vagisil, no. That's for sure.
No, well, that clears up sores, so it's got an advantage.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah.
Mike, do you by any chance still have their website up?
I just closed it.
Bring it back up, go to their About Us, and look at their production manager's name.
All right.
Oh, no. Clear Creek Ice. They have a website. Okay, Beer Advocate. Oh, Beer Advocate ranks number one. Let's see what they think. That's wow. These
sure, it's amazing reviews. It's rated in the 1st percentile on ratebeer.com.
Is that good?
That's the exact opposite of good.
Yeah, the 1%.
Well, I mean, 90, that could be the top.
99% is good.
Oh, okay. It could be the top. You never know. You got it on Beer Advocate. It has a C. This is not too bad. C lists as mediocre. Clear. It's got a very. Oh wow! They do put the domain name all around it, but it's got a very, I don't know, cheap look to it. Like they're trying to get a certain look.
No, you need to take a look at the labeling on this can, like up close and personal. It's extremely pixelated, and you can't even read the text if you get it close enough to your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is. We're looking at cheap production quality here, but anyway, in terms of like drinkability or whatever. I can actually get through this can all right. I mean, you're not going to sit here enjoying the thing. It is like grade A beer pong material because you're just going to slam through it. You're not going to care. You're not going to taste anything. It's higher in alcohol, 6.2% in American lagers. Just, you know, it's usually like 3.2, something like that.
Yeah.
I find. But it's so sweet. I mean, it's just, it's sugar water, steel sugar water.
Steel?
With a lot of alcohol. There's some metallic taste in there too, so.
Really? Yeah.
I don't think it's because of the hops. I'm pretty sure it's because of the can.
Because the Steel Reserve.
Local water source.
I would assume that from Steel Reserve, but not from this. Actually, it's funny because the people out on Beer Advocate, one of the people said it has a steel taste to it. So you're like right on. And this guy says it tastes like watered down malt liquor, which is a good thing if you don't care for the taste of malt liquor.
Did that make sense? 'Cause
I don't know. I mean, like,
it's a desired characteristic.
I mean, if that's kind of where you're going,
that can be said for most anything, I would guess.
I mean,
I don't really like the taste of piss, but if you water it down, it's not quite as bad.
It's a little bit, you know, it's kind of palatable.
Yeah, it tastes like water with piss in it. Rather than piss water.
It's a little minerally.
Yeah, like metal.
There's no hiding what this beer's going for. I mean,
what
are they going 16 for? Ounce cans for $2.50. You're going for the kid who just wants to be able to buy something for as cheap as possible.
How the fuck do they get 6.2% alcohol and not get it, like, to have a taste of something? I guess that's the sweetness.
You were going to say, you know, it's for that kid who just wants to buy something for his first date.
Hey.
You know, you want to go out, you want to sit at the airport, watch the planes go by on the hood of your, you know, Camaro with a 20 pack of Clear Creek ice.
Not that we're stereotyping.
No. That's not a stereotype.
I mean, do you go Clear Creek or do you go Boone's Farm?
Dude,
Clear
I would go.
Creek,
no,
guaranteed
no.
To get her pregnant.
yes, it is. No, I think Boone's Farm over any day. I would highly go with Boone's Farm over these because it has a sweet taste to it. That, I mean, let's face it. If you're looking for a girl, Boone's Farm's the way to go. It's just I think Boone's Farm has a better flavor. So, Mike, you're saying you wouldn't buy Clear Creek again?
If I was looking for the best way to spend $2.50, it might be on that list.
It's cheaper than Twix. I mean, that's not saying much, but I mean,
it seems to be somewhat dependent upon employment status as well.
Yeah, probably.
And whether or not you are, in fact, the baby daddy.
I don't really, even unemployed, I wouldn't go that low. I might just buy less beer. I guess that's the deal is if you need to buy that, I guess it's a certain type of audience. I don't know. You know, we can have write-ins for anybody who thinks Clear Creek Ice is a good idea. And I don't even know if you can get that around here. I'll have to look. It's probably just local to your area, maybe. I'm not sure.
I can't imagine it gets very wide distribution. No.
Well, let's just, I think we kept everybody? I think we did. I think we got them all. Yep. I'm not going to read through all the history because there's more here. I just had it for filler if we ran out of stuff. But just to give an idea of, you know, some of the brands owned by these guys and when they were founded, Pabst, founded 1844 by Jacob Best, German-born, known for Empire Brewing Company, Best in Company, and finally, of course, Pabst, which was renamed by Frederick Pabst, which makes sense. Another German. So you've got all these German people making this brewery, starting it. Obviously, it got a little different as time went by. Known for Lone Star Brewery, Hailman Brewery, Narragansett Brewery, Schlitz, Stroh, and a lot of other ones. So there you go. There's your Pabst company. All these guys are pretty much owned or operating other breweries at this point. Miller, founded 1855 by Frederick Miller. Small Plank Brewery is the company he purchased. Merged with Coors in 08. So they're pretty freaking big. Let's see who else they own by. Oh, I think they're now currently owned by Philip Morris and a couple other people, SAB Miller. So they're kind of big. They're also founding, they filed a patent for the preparation of bland beer, detailing the process of brewing and fermenting a beer that had very little flavor, along with Anheuser-Busch and Coors Brewing Company. Apparently, their goal was to get with the low flavor, they can advertise it and market the hell out of it, increased huge volumes, low ingredients for the production, low flavor beer turns out to be cheap, believe it or not, and it's the most profitable in the world. They also own Pilsner Urquell, Grolsch, Miller Genuine Draft, a few others. Anheuser-Busch, 1876. Adolphus Busch owned that company. It basically, they spawned off the Michelob brand, like we talked about, I think, last episode, for draft beers for connoisseurs. They have, let's see who they have. They're owned by InBev, so they got a few. Stella, they've got Beck's, they got Budweiser, Labatt, Busch, Natural Ice, Rolling Rock, Leuvenbräu, Spaten, Franziskaner, O'Doul's, Bass. Those are some pretty big names there. For Michelob Anheuser-Busch. Coors, also 1873, German immigrant Adolphus Coors and Jacob Schuler invested $2,000, and the other one invested $18,000. Not too bad for what they've got today, not that they're alive. Apparently, that's the problem. Merged with Molson Coors. Molson Company to create Molson Brewing Company. Let's see, who do they get? They got Killian's. You like Killian's? We've got some Keystone, Blue Moon, Zima, Caffrey's, Black Ice, Molson. Crap load of companies there. I mean, all of these companies, of course, they went into producing near beer or malted milk. Coors sold theirs to Mars Candy during Prohibition. So they all found, I mean, that is the big deal. All these companies are 1800s. They all survived Prohibition in some way, shape, or form, which is tough when you're a beer company, you can't sell beer. I mean, I don't know what you guys would do if somebody told you your product can't be sold anymore. I'd probably go out of business. That's what I do.
Just go home.
Yeah, just like pack it up. You're done. So,
like when they kick you out of the bus station.
No, I never had that happen. I guess we've got a whole bunch of beer, and it worked out. So the end result, I guess, is should we all just assume that if we wanted to have a party, rather than buying all these beers, we could have all bought one brand and been perfectly fine, besides Steel Reserve. Anybody who would actually buy Steel Reserve again?
Oh, hell no.
No?
No.
Okay, so.
I seriously drank 3 little swigs of it, and I have moved on to a Hobgoblin. Which is much more delicious.
That's
Hobgoblin's great, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They have a brewery in, well, so they're out of the UK, but they have a series of pubs in Japan that are really good.
Does that see?
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's not a stellar review, Luke, to say you've moved on after 3 swigs. That sounds like you couldn't even make
it. Was pretty awful beer.
Well, Mike, did you finish yours?
Yeah, but I've got 3 more cans, so if anyone wants them...
You can send them in the mail. I'm sure it would be fine to send U.S. Post because nobody would care.
I have this feeling that if you had all of these things and you had somebody, they drank Coors Light exclusively or something...
You think you could switch it?
You handed them a Pabst Blue Ribbon or a Bud Light or something, I doubt they could tell the difference.
No. Maybe, I think you could with Miller. Let me test again because I finished the Coors. I'll go through the Labatt. With Labatt, you could tell. With Miller, you could tell. And Michelob, no. Maybe it's because the light ones are that way. But yeah, I don't think there's going to be a good selection of high-demand beers, Budweiser, Michelob, where you're not going to tell the difference. And I think that would make those beer drinkers extremely sad because they will then realize that they're buying it based on the logo. That makes me weep inside. Just so. So hopefully we didn't we haven't upset anybody who's a huge, you know, Natty Ice fan, for instance, and to make you think your beer's less worthy. It just isn't worthy for our palates, especially if you're a Steel Reserve fan. I know there's so many out there, and you're going to be writing in, and I'm not going to know what to do with myself. We apologize for that. But
I mean, there's nothing wrong with these beers. You know what I mean?
Well, Luke said that he took three swigs and he moved on to another beer.
Okay, let's take Steel Reserve out of the equation.
Okay.
It's a different kind of beast. But in general, I mean, if you're at a cookout or something and somebody hands you a beer, insert thing here, like Bud Light, Coors Light, whatever it happens to be,
right,
you're probably going to drink it and be okay with it. You know, it's not like you're going to be going, oh my God, I can't drink this, because, you know, it doesn't taste like much of anything.
Right.
And it's cold and refreshing, and that's usually what you're looking for, right?
That is actually all I'm looking for. Well, not me personally, but I mean, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to sit out at a cookout and am I at somebody else's house and they hand me a Coors Light, shit, yeah, I'll drink it. What the fuck? If you don't, you don't feel like you're part of the crew. If you don't bring your own stuff, you don't want to impose. Somebody hands you a beer and you're like, yeah, fine. I'm not going to take somebody's beer and be like, dude, Coors Light, seriously? You know, that's just mean. So,
well, if you have your own entourage, you can do that kind of shit because you get all these people backing you up.
Well, yeah. I mean, it kind of does happen a little bit with me. And I don't even do anything. Like, if I take, because everybody I know has seen the shows we do and understands what we're doing here. So, like, if I go over to somebody's house and they're like, well, I only have Tanqueray. I know you don't like that. Or I don't know. I don't really have any real beer. Right. It's sad because I don't say anything. I'm just like, you know, whatever. They're like, well, I know I don't have what you have. I'm like, dude, I have a website called Everyday Drinkers. It doesn't fucking matter what it is, right? I don't care. I'll try anything. I made a shot with Tabasco sauce and a shitload of it. Did I care? No. Yeah, I was breathing fire. Whatever. I need a chapstick for my asshole. But I was fine. You know? Whatever.
I actually have a quick... Shom, have you tried an oyster shot yet?
Oh, no. Does it have oysters?
You need to try. Yeah, it's a raw oyster in the bottom of a shot glass with vodka and hot sauce.
What the fuck?
It's very unappealing.
I don't like raw oysters. I don't like any oysters, raw or cooked. Why am I going to put it in a drink?
Exactly.
Okay, you know what? If you can get me drunk enough, I would try that shit. But I need to be a little bit like, I need more than a Coors Light or 7 to really think about that, though.
All right. Well, we'll see. Yeah, next time I'm up.
All right.
Oh. We'll do oyster shooters.
Fucking somehow this is going to come back to bite me.
Everybody sighs in disgust.
They're all like, poor Derek. Because you know he's going to try and fucking sign in on that. Like, hey, you remember that time on that show? We're like, fuck. All right.
Best idea ever.
Yeah. All right, well.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Sweet.
Not.
Anybody else have anything else to add?
Nope.
I know we got to get going. So this is Derek for Mike, Doug, Kate, Mike. What the fuck?
I'm Dave. Your voice.
Yep.
Thanks.
Luke.
It's really important.
I think I added Mike because I added him because I didn't see him in there.
Okay, what about Mike?
Mike, Luke.
Who the fuck is Mike anyway?
Zima. Fucking added. Who the fuck is Mike?
I still feel bad about that, by the way.
Yeah, but you were drunk. Everybody knows the hammer and the
ankle.
I know,
but I still feel bad about it.
Hey, who's that guy?
I woke up the next morning and I was like, haha, that was funny. Oh my God, I'm an asshole.
You know what the best part is? And this happened in that episode, and I think other ones, where like he'll say something like super beer intelligent, and you'll just be like, holy shit, who is that guy? Like, he just fucking ripped off his shirt and there's like a big B under it in a blue suit. Like, I'm a beer man, fucking Steel Reserve, 211. You know, it was just kind of funny to see or hear. Anyway.
That's a beer steal.
For Luke, our producer, he's the one who's going to edit this shit down and have to listen to it twice.
Yeah.
You've just been buzzed by Everyday Drinkers. Drink a couple extra for us, maybe a 40, a Steel Reserve. You can find us at everydaydrinkers.com. That's where this podcast is posted. All other podcasts are posted. Cord dump. Sorry.
All right. You sounded like that kid in South Park that's on the crutches.
Jimmy.
Well, I need something for the exit so that the music can fade in and then people can start talking about this and then we go into the obvious editing and post coitus cutting that we're going to have to put in here that's going to be like fucking black cocks.
Yeah, what is it you and Luke do after this?
No.
That's exactly what he says.
Where did he touch you?
No. No.
I think that would make a good ringtone as well.
No.
Oh, yeah, Luke. I forgot Luke sent that ringtone. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is this? And then I proofed the podcast. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a goddamn ringtone. Oh, my God. I am sweating my ass off and my face hurts from laughing.
Oh, here we go. Wait. Shit, that didn't work at all. Hang on.
Oh, finger puppets.
Finger puppets.
Finger puppets.
Now the next ring is going to be, no, no. Oh.
No, finger puppets.
If I have anything to say about it, doesn't.
Finger oh, my God. Puppets. All right. Wait, let me just start the show. That way we get all this shit going. Ready? Oh, fuck.
Wait.
What?
Can anyone hear me?
Yes,
Mike's
I can.
Working with this. Mike.
Mike's on his mic. Can you hear me? Well, I'm looking at Skype and it keeps
switching between inputs.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Here you go.
What is that?
That was weird.
That'll be really good for the show, actually.
It would be like I'm editing just you.
I've got a flanger I can pipe my voice through if you really want to fuck around.
Oh, dude. One of the guys at World of Warcraft. You know Ian. No, you know Ian? I don't know if you know Ian. Well, anyway. He's got this cool mic that has like robot sounds and shit, so you can mask your voice. It's fucking awesome.
That's pretty cool.
It's got like seven different things, and he has
That's
this
cool.
one.
I've been looking for some tools for my stalking toolkit.
It's pretty cool. And on top of which, my son will hear it. He's like, "Whoa, he sounds like is that the dragon talking?" Because there's like an I'm flying, and I'm like, "Yeah, it's the dragon." And he's like, "Yes, this is the dragon." And then now every time I play the game, he's like, "Hey, I want to hear the dragon. Can you make him talk?" I'm like, "No, it doesn't work that way."
Way to go.
I know.
That
Lies.
Sounds like something really creepy to say to a kid. Just that's all I'm saying.
I figured there was going to be some way I was going to something was going to go back on me on that.
Want
to
see the dragon talk? No.
Oh God! Wait, it always comes back to that with you.
It's bigger.
Wow!
Wow!
Not right. That wow.
No. No. Yeah.
I bought. I don't know, the audio just got up.
It got really quiet, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did we lose Doug?
Doug's the one with that friggin' hiss.
Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
How did you get rid of it?
I found the anti-hiss button.
Oh, damn.
What was
that? Right next to the mute button? Maybe that's why I couldn't find it for so long.
No, but he's talking. He was.
He's haunting us.
He's got a microphone on his head is the problem.
He does?
Yeah. He's wearing it on his head. He's got like a lapel mic clamped to a hat.
Is it that it doesn't get through the helmet very well?
I don't know. I don't know where he went. Shit. He'll probably be back in a minute. He's probably fudging with his microphone. Oh, wait, Doug. Oh, no, that was Kate.
That was me.
Because he said something.
Yeah, he did.
Man, so. That Skype message just came in, and my speakers were at about 9,000 volume. I peed a little.
See, I don't hear that because I turned mine off so it doesn't get in the audio stream. That's funny.
Seriously, I think my heart's racing.
Sorry, Dave.
It's okay.
Boom! All right. Anyway, so what's your story about your ice house? No, wait, that's not right. You know.
Clear Creek ice, get it right.
Yeah, Clear Creek ice. So what'd you do? Throw some condoms up there to make yourself seem like you weren't doing something awkward?
I'm going to a frat party, guys. Leave me
First off, whoa!
What's going on?
It's good. It's good beer.
Oh, man.
Did you just get raped by a cat?
I am now cool. So the genuine draft...
Say a hot dog if you need us to call the police.
I'm now wiping myself off with a tissue. That's all I had on hand. It might have even been a used tissue.
It was on your hand? What?
No, listen. I am now angry. The Miller Genuine Draft has an explosion factor where if you drink it quickly and put it down, it proceeds to volcano. All, like, boom, everywhere.
Feature.
So I have to try that again. Unfortunately, it's full of foam. All right, that was better. I'm kind of chilly now with all this beer all over me, like I just bathed in it. Oh, I know what I do. I'm going to do it. Oh, yeah!
Drink it quickly.
Do it.
Sounds like he's vomiting.
Yeah, I got that. All right. I figured out what's going on. I figured it out. Normally, when I have a glass, I can take a sip and come back to the mic pretty quickly. Well, when you put the, you know, you take a quick swig of a beer in a bottle and you put it back down, and it just explodes. Now, I fucking try it again. I mean, think about it. Boone's Farm is the Boone, Poon. You see?
Are you seeing the connection here? Yeah. Have I made it obvious yet?
So, but I mean...
No, what's the connection?
It's got flavor.
You see that if you take the bee, rotate it around, and turn it around.
And then erase the bottom. No, this stuff, it doesn't really have a lot of flavor.
Were you going for Poon?
Yes, Doug.
Oh, all right. Good job.
All right. But I think that it's kind of neat. I mean...
Dude, that's racist.
Huh? That's not racist at all.
All right, I gotta look this up.
Oh my god. Okay, well, let's go. Where are we going? Urban Dictionary?
Yes.
Okay, type in P O O N. There you go.
Slang term for a wimp.
No, A. Vagina. Three kinds.
Has anybody noticed that when you burp after drinking this stuff, it has a magical ability of producing things that you ate 2 days ago?
No.
No. I should probably go to the doctor.
Did you see? Okay, did you see?
Yeah, I did. I was going to read, though.
The three kinds? Did you read the three kinds?
Pedo. Oh, pedo alert.
The poonana? And then there's...
Wait, I got to go back there.
There's the poonana. That's ages 0 through 13. And poonani is ages 13 through 20. Poontang is a mature woman's age 20 to 35. Poonono is an old vagina or large muff 35 to 110. Quite a distance.
I don't think it goes up that high.
I don't think so. I said don't play with your poonana. I don't know anybody's ever said that. She had a poonana. This, yeah, Urban Dictionary is good. I like it. I'm going to bookmark that. I always forget to go there. Yeah.
You don't even need to, like, if you really want the, never mind.
Okay.
There's an alternate website to Urban Dictionary that's actually, in my opinion, much funnier, but
yeah, dirtier.
It's completely inappropriate for life.